This is the Vivia Volupta Erotica Podcast. I'm your host, Vivia. We met one April Eve at Seattle's Puget Sound. I will never forget how we became forever bound. Two lonely souls in a land beside the sea. One held the lock, the other kept the key. Surrounded by the dark romantic forest, lit by full moonlight. The moment that I saw him, for me, it was love at first sight. But he just felt out of reach, and my instincts told me to run. Of course, I didn't listen because I was looking for fun. His eyes pierced deep into my soul like he knew me forever. Somehow, I felt destiny called as if we were meant to be together. We embraced in breathless kisses as it seemed time stood still. And what happened after, let me tell you, will always leave a chill. But first, let me describe how the night went from my point of view. He was perfect in every way and did whatever I wanted him to do. For a moment while we were making out, I asked him to scratch my back. Hesitantly, he itched me good, then turned me around to play with my rack. I was so pleased that he had the most perfect cock I had ever seen. And when I sucked and titty fucked it, he became a total sex machine. The best part was when we fucked all night like horny puppy dogs. Or better yet, more like hot and starving dirty hogs. The chemistry was off the charts. At least that's how it seemed. But soon, I'd have to wake up from the love I only dreamed. It happened all too fast and ended even faster. I became a hopeless case, abandoned by my master. How was I to know that all was not as it appeared? When he left, I faced a darkness that never before I feared. The nights went by, and he was gone, never to show his face. How I waited for him to return, like a hopeless basket case. I went over that night again in my head. His eyes, the sex, our kiss. And I couldn't figure it out. What in the hell did I miss? Then one moon later, I learned of his secret life. Why he disappeared, and why it cut me like a knife. He wasn't who I thought he was, but neither was I any longer. Power emerged throughout my being as I became so much stronger. But then suddenly it hit me all at once, as I was splat by rain. I stood out in the wilderness, and I felt no more pain. I walked aimlessly for many miles through hills of towering trees. The serenity of the nature's walkabout put my mind at ease. Then I felt the lycanthropic shift as I became sharply acute to all I sensed. My body surged with energy as my veins bulged and every muscle tensed. I began running as fast as I could, fueled by a rush of bloodlust. Then I saw kindred life up ahead, which I recognized like stardust. But it wasn't him, and I wasn't myself. We were no longer who we used to be. We gazed deeply into each other's eyes as we saw what no one else could see. Together, obediently exalted, we howled to the moon as our spirits gloriously voiced. We ravaged each other's bodies in mad animalistic passion as our immortal souls rejoiced. This packmaster marked me as I became his, forever bonded by the strangest fate. The man of my dreams, my alpha, became my eternally beloved wolf mate. Thanks for listening, sending you all my love and light. This has been the Vivia Volupta Erotica Podcast with your host, Vivia. Stay tuned for new episodes.